poll, Maine voters back President Trump over governor in trans sports battle. By Catherine Hamilton on May 15, 2025. A majority of Mainers back President Donald Trump over Governor Janet Mills, D, in the battle over whether transgender-identifying males should be allowed to compete in female sports, a new poll found. A survey conducted by SPRY Strategies on behalf of the parental rights advocacy group Courage is a Habit found that 52.2% of likely Maine voters believe the state should comply with President Trump's executive order keeping males out of female sports and spaces, the Maine Wire reported. The survey was conducted with 500 likely general election voters in Maine between April 22 to 25, 2025, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4.4 percentage points. The poll also found significant resistance to policies promoting transgender ideology in schools. A combined 58.3% of voters oppose teaching K-12 students that they can be born in the wrong body, with 49.7% strongly opposing, according to the report. Nearly 7 in 10, 68%, also opposed school counselors promoting transgenderism to students, and nearly 68% oppose hiding a child's gender identity from parents. The University of New Hampshire Survey Center poll released in April similarly found that 64% of Maine residents do not believe boys should play girls' sports. By political affiliation, 56% of Democrats, 14% of Independents, and 1% of Republicans back boys being allowed to compete against girls in sports. President Trump's executive order on keeping men out of women's sports was created to protect female student athletes from having to compete with or against or having to appear unclothed before males. The order also mandates each federal department to review grants to education programs and, where appropriate, rescind funding to programs that fail to comply with the policy established in this order, which protects women as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth. Following Trump's order, Maine officials publicly said they would not comply, siding with transgender-identifying males over women and girls and citing state law allowing students to play on teams that match their gender identity. The state's defiance of the order has resulted in several investigations and a subsequent funding and legal battle. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.